All right, let's go ahead and dive into learning about lists, how to get them set up inside Simplero, and what we can do to configure them so you can use them efficiently. So here we have a test account where we have some lists that have already been created here. And down here at the bottom, we can see that we have some helpful information about how to use lists, some tips, which I would definitely recommend that you review. And the first thing when you're going to be getting into Simplero that you probably want to set up is a list. Lists are the way that you can organize contacts and grant content access, have groups of people that you can send emails to. There's a lot of ways that Simplero is set up to work with lists in order for you to be efficient in your communications and organizing people. So let's go ahead and create a list. We'll call this test list. And the first thing you'll see here is this page. But before we go there, we'll go ahead and just go to the summary. So here we can see on the summary page, we have where we can configure your list. We can create an opt-in form. So we can create a sign-up form, either a pop-up opt-in form, something you can embed, or even a landing page with a sign-up form on it. We can also add subscribers to your list, either manually or by importing them via a CSV file. Next, we have the subscribers. Of course, this list doesn't have any current subscribers, but this is where you would find them. And then we have the configuration tab. So here we can name the list. This is going to be the name of the list that will be shown. And we also have the ability to create an internal name if we wanted to. And this would be a name that you would see on the back end. We have the option to have double opt-in. This is allowing you to have an additional step that's required for people to sign up for the list. So they would need to confirm via email by clicking a link in order to confirm their subscription. Usually, this is useful when you want to prevent spam signups. So this is something you can either enable or disable. You also have the ability to customize the messages that are associated with this. Going down, we also have advanced settings, things like overriding the default email sender, skipping GDPR consent if this isn't required where you live. And I recommend reviewing these to see which ones are going to be the most beneficial for you. Going into content, here's where you're going to be able to add freebie content, such as a PDF or a video. Usually, this is used for the creation of lead magnets. As an example, if you want to get people to sign up for your list and in exchange they get some sort of free content, an ebook, etc. This is where you would add that content. And this would be available to anyone, regardless if they agree to receive marketing, as an example. You would attach that content here. Down in courses and sites, we have the ability to grant access to content, such as a membership site or a course, by selecting the membership site and then the course content you want to include as part of the subscription. So when people get access through the subscription to the list, they would also lose access if they were to unsubscribe, as an example. So this is how you would do that. And you'll also see that down here, this setting becomes visible once we select the membership site in this case, which is basically saying that we need to generate a Simplero ID and password for them. And you can see a preview of that by hovering over this link of what this email would look like. So you can see it includes a link to the content that they are going to get access through the list subscription along with their Simplero ID and password. Going down to this next section here, we also have the ability to customize the subscription thank you page or even use a custom landing page if you wanted to create one as the thank you page. You also have the ability to create a custom page for the confirmation. This would be for the double opt-in if you wanted to customize that page with a landing page of your own. And we also have a custom unsubscribe page if you wanted to create that as well. If you don't enable these, we'll just use the system defaults. Here we also have triggers, and this is something that you can do. So when someone subscribes to your list, you can perform a variety of actions. As an example, we could, if they subscribe to this list, we could add a tag to their account. We could start an automation. There's a variety of things here which I'd recommend reviewing. And you also have the ability to do the things conditionally, right? So that would be something that could be helpful for a variety of people. And finally, on this tab here, we have the autoresponder. This is where you would set up a welcome email. Some people will set up a series of emails to be sent out. So as an example, let's say that we want to have a thanks for subscribing email that gets sent out 0 days after sign up. This means that this email will be sent to everyone that subscribes, regardless of if they accepted to receive marketing from you. So that's worth noting that this is going to be the email that will be sent to everyone. So if you have any important information that you want to provide to people when they, let's say, sign up for your lead magnet or subscribe to your list, we want to make sure that's included in this first email. So we can go ahead and craft this email. Maybe we want to say, you know, hello, first name, and that will pull the first name of the person that this email is going out to. Thanks for subscribing. Right? And then once we've saved our changes, we can then make this be active instead of in draft. And now everyone that subscribes to this list will get this automated email sent to them. Here we have the ability to send a broadcast to all subscribers of this list. Here's another shortcut to add subscribers to the list as well. And here we have a couple links that are helpful. These are one-click subscribe or unsubscribe links that you can include in emails. This is the only places that they would work. So as an example, if you wanted to copy this and include that in a broadcast, you could do that here. And this would allow people to subscribe or unsubscribe in one click. If you need to duplicate this list and the settings, you can go ahead and just click duplicate here. And if you needed to delete the list, you could click delete. So that's the general configuration for lists. And the other thing that I will go over is we'll just go ahead and take a look at the list that has already been created quickly, so we can see some people that are already located inside, as in this one here. So we can see that we have a variety of information showing on the summary page, obviously because there are contacts that are already included here. We can see different information, latest new subscribers, any numbers in terms of subscriber growth or subscription changes. And then on the subscriber page, we have the ability to see active subscribers, people that have unsubscribed, inactive subscribers, and then all. If you have any subscribers that are currently subscribed, they're going to be in this active view. And we also have the ability to filter to see different people that have subscribed to this list. And we also have the action menu. So as an example, if we wanted to select somebody, we would have the ability to unsubscribe them, resend email asking for confirmation, suspend their subscription, resume, force activate. And this would mean that if someone hasn't confirmed and granted GDPR consent, we could force activate them. This generally isn't advised to do, but if for whatever reason you need to do that, you have the option here. And we also have the ability to resubscribe or to set the autoresponder start at for this person. And we also have a variety of actions. This will be very similar to our triggers that we have available that we already saw inside the list content tab. So that is it for list configuration. I hope that helps.